November 1, 1915. Jesus wants to pour out his love with those who love him. How the soul can return to him a love similar to his own. This morning my sweet Jesus didn't keep me waiting. He came, though panting and fidgeting, and throwing himself in my arms, told me, "My daughter, give me rest. Let me pour out my love. If justice wants its outpouring, it can do it with all the creatures. But my love can pour itself out only with one who loves me, with one who is wounded by my same love and, delirious, keeps seeking to pour herself out within my love, asking me for more love. And if my love did not find a creature who would let me pour myself out, my justice would ignite even more, giving the last blow to destroy the poor creatures." As he was saying this, he kissed me again and again, telling me, "I love you, but with an eternal love. I love you, but with an immense love. I love you, but with an incomprehensible love. I love you, but with a love that will have no limits and no end. I love you, but with a love that you will never be able to match." Who can say all the titles with which Jesus was saying that he loved me? And for every title which he said, he waited for my answer. Not knowing what to say, and not having sufficient titles to match him, I told him, "My life, you know that I have nothing. And whatever I do, I take from you, and I'll leave it to you again, so that my things, remaining in you, may have continuous action and life in you, while I remain always a nothing. So, I take your love, I make it my own, and I tell you, I love you with an eternal and immense love, with a love that has no limits and no ends, and that is equal to yours." And I kissed him again and again. As I kept saying, "I love you," Jesus became calm, took rest, and disappeared. Then, he returned and showed his most holy humanity beaten up, wounded, dislocated, all blood. I remained horrified, and Jesus told me, "My daughter, look, I keep in me all the poor wounded ones, who are under the bullets, and I suffer together with them. I want that you too take part in these pains, for their salvation." And as Jesus transformed himself into me, I felt, now grieving, now agonizing. In sum, I felt what Jesus felt.